be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days before Jesus' being taken up were fulfilled, he determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there, but they would not welcome him because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to consume them?" Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. As they were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." To another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered, "Let the dead bury the dead. You go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." To him Jesus said, "No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God." The gospel of the Lord. First of all, an apology for my appearance. It was not a heavy night of drinking last night. A blood vessel broke in my eye. And if anybody tells you that these years are the golden years, just walk away from them because they don't know what they're talking about. The German bishops have begun a process of empowering the laity so that they will share equally in the decision-making in the church. Yesterday, the Vatican released a letter from Pope Francis addressed to the people of Germany. Whenever a pope writes to a country, the letter is always addressed to the bishops. This was the first time it was addressed to the people. And Pope Francis applauded them for their efforts and told them to continue because this is the future of the church. In the course of the latest meeting, one of the bishops addressed the group, and he told them that the church has moved off of its center focus and is going in the wrong direction. He said that Jesus empowered people, but the church has come to be seen as something that moralizes about what can take place or not take place beneath the sheets. Read the Gospels. Jesus does not moralize. He empowers people. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Go forth and let your light shine before others. We've moved off course. What is happening to these refugee children at our southern border is both immoral and it is un-American. It is not how America treats people. And yet, with all of this, I have only heard one American bishop raise his voice in protest, and that is the bishop whose diocese is on that border. If this were about abortion, every bishop in the country would be on the rooftops screaming at the top of their lungs. Again, we've moved off of the focus. There was an incident in Indianapolis this past week. Two Catholic high schools each have a long-standing male teacher, and those two teachers entered into a same-sex marriage. When the archbishop found out about it, he ordered the two schools to fire them. One of the schools did. The other one did not. And the next day, the archbishop issued a decree saying that the school that did not fire the teacher is no longer Catholic. That high-handed austerity is no longer possible. We're not living in the 15th century. These issues are dialogue, and a dialogue between you and other leaders of the church. It's going to take an enormous amount of courage for bishops to join hands with laity and walk with them, for bishops to join hands with women and walk with them and share the decision making. But it has to be done, or the church will become more marginalized than it is now. Let me just read the two final sentences of that bishop's address to that group. He said, "We can no longer simply say that the question of the ordination of women has been decided once and for all. Full stop. If the church does not find a way of putting these reforms into practice, it will become even more marginal than it is now. Amen.